The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski. Episode 1. Marrakesh.
Here on Huron City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here, regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the errant HMS Crumpet, transporting unclear and questionable cargo across the globe. Yes, before being plucked from obscurity by Huron City Radio, and then fading back into it once again, I traveled the world. And you know, there was a time when I was in Marrakesh, back in 88, I do believe. Now, at that particular time, we were transporting tripe biltong from abattoirs of the north of England to specialist restaurants in Cape Town. We had docked for a couple of days in Casablanca, so I made the trip inland to Marrakesh. There was this little cart outside the Hotel Radisson, run by a squalid yet handsome little man who answered to the name of Salome, and he served, hands down, the greatest smoked goat leg tortilla wrap in the entire Eastern Hemisphere. I can taste it now. Turmeric, fennel, cumin, this spicy dust that burnt the skin of my tongue straight off. I couldn't get that taste from my lips. Or the stinging. Well, after trying to douse my flaming mouth with gallons of sweet mint tea, I thought that in order to learn more of a place with such delights as a goat leg tortilla wrap, I would avail myself of the local markets and take in all the sights and sounds one has to see and hear. I found myself in an outdoor market where tents lined narrow streets, and my eyes were beset by all the colors of the rainbow, and maybe more, all grabbing my attention by the collar and inviting me to stop and look. Oh, spices, fabrics, cookware, sweets and treats, livestock, some of which I'd never even recognized, and of course, there were rugs. Now, one of these, I thought, would look great under my bunk on the ship, so I asked if I could take a look. The bearded gentleman smiled as sweet as the mint tea that had failed to take the heat away, and he beckoned me to follow him as he took me from the lines of tents to a side alley and into a plain building. On the inside, however, the drab exterior gave way to vast rooms hung with carpets and rugs, linens, bedsheets, toilet seat covers, you name it. As I was shown around, each object was accompanied with a querying, "You buy? You buy?" And I realized I'd been invited to partake in the much-fabled art of haggling. The price dangling off the one I had my eye on read 1,000 dirham. Well, I immediately countered with 2,000. Oh, his eyes twinkled, and I sensed I had my man. 3,000, he said, testing my nerve. 4, I declared. He caved and shook my hand, much sooner than I would have thought, and proceeded to show me more of his wares as we engaged in the same bidding war until the pile of goods reached my waist and the man almost in tears with happiness. It was then that it dawned on me that in my haste to enter into the spirit of my location, I may have gotten the wrong end of the stick entirely, and I could feel myself sweating like a 3-day-old cellophane-wrapped ham sandwich left in the sun. Paralyzed with fear, knowing my wallet carried only enough dirham for my journey home, I said nothing more when he demanded payment. His smile now gone, he leaned forward so close I could almost touch the crusted saliva in the corner of his mouth. Just one thing, I said, trying to stall. There's just one thing I need to do. Yes? He said, curious to my stipulation, of which I knew nothing of either. And before I could stop myself, with his close proximity, I planted a big spicy kiss square on the fellow's lips. He let out a cry and reached for a jug of water as quick as a ferret and drank as fast as he could. Now, I didn't consider myself quite so repulsive to deserve such a reaction, but it was the remnants of spices from the goat leg tortilla transferred during our brief embrace that caused his anguish. In the space provided by his stupor, I made haste and ran from his warehouse, getting hopelessly lost in the Moroccan night, missing my coach back to Casablanca, and only finding my way back to the port and HMS Crumpet by hitching a ride with French tourists who took pity on me. So, if you're ever in Marrakesh, Salome is his name, and if you don't like goat, I'm pretty sure he did other tortillas as well. As for haggling, I've learned that it is just, you know, just pay the damn price on the tag. This is Tom Babajowski, bringing the world to your doorstep. Or radio, anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajomski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajomski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.